Hi, everybody. I am Kevin Sheehan. I am co-founder of CloudLinks, and this is the CX Experience, where we look at new and disruptive technologies that are impacting the contact center industry here in the U.S. Today, very excited, we're on with JourneyFront CEO Dan Ash. Dan is a return presenter to our podcast, and he's going to give us a live demo of JourneyFront, which is an extremely innovative and helpful human resources platform, which he's going to give a live demo. We're super excited to have you on, Dan.
Great to be here, Kevin. Good to chat again. Thanks for having me.
We met Dan at a CCW show out in Nashville earlier this year before the COVID-19 crisis hit, really right on the cusp of it hitting. And we were immediately taken aback by how beneficial this platform was. And we learned a lot about it, and we've stayed in close contact because we think it's extremely beneficial for anyone in the contact center industry or anyone who has to manage hiring people. We found it to be something that can save a tremendous amount of time and money. Dan?
Yeah, take it from here.
Yeah, take it from here.
Looking forward to this conversation. So like you said, JourneyFront is a hiring software, and we really have built this technology to be the world's most accurate hiring software. From the ground up, everything we built with this software was designed to help companies improve hiring accuracy. So we were excited as we met you as well, given all of your work with call centers. Call centers, amongst all the other types of organizations out there, do a ton of hiring. And that's probably the main group. We work with all sorts of organizations, but the main group we work with, maybe 30, 40, maybe even 50% of our clients are call centers on the support side, on the sales side, or what have you. So given your background, Kevin, really looking forward to this conversation. Assuming you can see my screen, give me the thumbs up, and
yes,
we'll be on our way.
Yes, so, you can.
Okay, great. First, maybe I could start with a question from you, Kevin. I know you've done a lot of hiring. You work with a lot of call centers. When you hear the word hiring accuracy, what does hiring accuracy mean to you?
Well, that's a great question. So in our practice now, we work exclusively with contact centers, small and on massive scale. Before this, Frank and I were both sales managers for a very very high-end, high-producing sales organization. So I've seen having to hire en masse as call centers do, and I've also I've been one responsible for making extremely expensive hires. And I can tell you that whether it's a huge salary or an entry-level salary, when you invest in bringing somebody on and then not just salary and health benefits, there's also training, there's also your time, there's the time of your staff that goes into training and supporting somebody. And to have that person leave 6 months to a year in and just say, that didn't work out. I mean, it's staggering how much money that can cost an organization.
Right.
And then also we've had, on the higher end, I always felt we've just spent a year training somebody who's going to go work for somebody else.
Right.
And, you know, there's no guarantees, when you're making an investment in a person, having some degree of a barometer as to whether it's an intelligent hire or not would have been extremely helpful and would have saved a lot of my budget / my money. And that's the feedback we're getting from contact center managers who we work with. It's some of the highest turnover rate,
right,
I've ever seen in the business world when people hire for a contact center, because it typically is a lower level entry level job, which is also extremely demanding. So it's like you've got the worst two parameters coming together, and you have to find, you know, the right personality type to who's either tough enough or smart enough or at least dedicated enough that's going to grind through that first, I guess, first year of working in a call center can be like the make or break year.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's really why we built JourneyFront, is because the impact of getting that decision right is huge. I mean, first of all, like you said, driving intelligent hiring decisions, hiring accuracy is just hiring the right person for the job every time. That is where JourneyFront is focused due to what you just described, the trickle effect that getting it right or getting it wrong can have on an organization. And so I thought this would kind of be fun before we really jump into this demo is just to ask you with all your experience, Kevin, when it comes to, let's say, call center specifically, if a call center were able to get it right every time, they're up for an open rec, they fill it with that right person, not that perfect person, but that right person, you know, what impact do you think that would have on an organization, especially a call center?
Well, from a budget standpoint, you know, you're looking at, I would estimate 60 to 75% of that hire's annual salary not having been wasted right off the bat. Soft cost benefits. There's also a morale factor with the rest of the organization. You know, if you've got a completely transitional workforce, especially working together, you know, when people are coming and going that quickly or people are giving up that easily, that has an enormous effect on the morale of the overall organization, the undercurrent of that, the thought culture within the organization. And that has an effect, especially if that call center has any degree of a sales agenda or goal, if they're especially in an outbound environment. You know, you want to be surrounded by people who you're seeing are successful and people who are enjoying what they're doing.
Right.
If you don't have that, then you're spinning your wheels.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely a trickle effect, even if you just look at one bad hire, right? One bad hire will definitely influence the person or people around them. And we've actually seen this with clients of ours, call center clients, where they'll have a group churn at once, or a group, you know, get kind of have a toxic environment in one area of the call center at once. And often it's just kind of one bad hire can have that effect. But you mentioned all these other things around turnover, right? And performance issues, you know, that can be absenteeism, common problem in call center environments, obviously. It can be tardiness, excessive tardiness. It can be maybe your NPS scores, your customers, just the quality of customer service, your handle time, all these different metrics that call centers track so consistently. All of these things would improve if we can tackle and improve the hiring accuracy rate, like you've been talking about, right?
Sure.
And obviously, we're not saying that 100% hiring accuracy is achievable, but you know, the national average, 50%. If we can get that number to 70%, or 80%, or 90%, all of these things from performance and retention to culture, like you mentioned, and even things like, you know, manager time, all the time they have to spend on bad hires, managing bad hires, and trainer time, right? Working with people who are not suited to the job. It can have a significant impact if we can just focus on how do we improve the hiring accuracy rate at this organization. And so that's why JourneyFront exists. We're passionate about this. We eat, sleep, and we breathe this, which is hiring accuracy. And most people get it. Most people are trying to get it right every time. So you know, we work with a lot of similarly passionate people that are trying to do the best to make the most effective hiring decisions possible. So what I thought we could do for this demo is, you know, there's a lot to the system, but I don't want to open up the fire hose here. I want to kind of center the conversation around why is JourneyFront so accurate? If we built this from the ground up to be the world's most accurate hiring software, how did we build it to help companies achieve that? Especially, you know, call centers where you have such, you know, consistent hiring going on. So what I was going to do is I was going to talk about these three different kind of crucial differentiators with respect to JourneyFront software. There's a lot of hiring softwares out there. Applicant tracking systems are one that I would bring up. Pre-employment assessments are another. When it comes to applicant tracking systems, you know, these systems are great. We integrate with them. We're not competitive with them. We partner with these systems. We're partnered with Greenhouse and iSIMS and other applicant tracking systems like that. Where they are strong is really hiring efficiency. Where JourneyFront plugs in and is strong is on the hiring accuracy. And the reason that matters is because if you think about there's a lot of ROI that can become from hiring efficiency, right? That cycle, you know, reducing the amount of effort spent by 20% or, you know, whatever it be, time to hire, you know, proving those rates. But due to the impact that a hire will have in your organization, and if you get it wrong, that cyclical site or that destructive cycle of continuously having to hire over and over again, as well as if they do stay a bad hire, you know, the impact that person has on the environment around them and all the metrics, et cetera. Improvements to hiring accuracy can have a transformative impact on savings that the company might have, on their productivity levels, et cetera. And this is how we help companies do it. First, we help companies, we built the software that helps companies customize their process to whatever it needs to be. Everyone knows that a tailored suit's going to fit you better than a suit you buy right off the shelf. And it's the same in hiring, right? Every company, every role is different. Cultures are different. Metrics you're tracking agents against from one organization to another can be different. And so it's really important to build a process that factors in all of those specific nuances.
So you do this for every client you bring on. You're doing a custom tailoring right out of the box.
That's right. Yeah, and it's going to largely revolve around what are the challenges in this role? What are the specific needs you have of somebody in this role? You can imagine a call center where it's more sales focused versus more customer service focused. The profile of somebody that's going to thrive in each of those environments might be very different, right?
Right.
So yeah, when we kick off with the customer, the first thing we do is we get very smart and aligned on what are the traits you are trying to screen for and what are the optimal ways to screen for those things. And that is basically allows them to bring whatever they want that's working in their process, and then we will add to that with other capabilities. But it can fit whatever their steps are. So we might apply, if you see here in the screening plan, some automation at the top of that funnel, assessments, pre-screen questions that are auto-scored and driven by insights collected from employee data. But that's customized to an organization that might have a wide funnel, for example, and you can't do a phone screen or an interview with everyone. That's an example of customization. And then phone screen interview, we can set up the information we're collecting to drive the hiring process to factor in the specific things that you're looking for and that you have to vet for in that position.
Sure.
So as an example, let's say that, first of all, in these interview guides, you've already collected a number of things in an automated manner from candidates at the top of the funnel that just is from a questionnaire the candidate would answer that would measure traits and measure their backgrounds. But then as soon as the phone screen happens or the interview happens, the interviewers can have these structured guides where they know exactly what it is that they are screening for. And they can score it, they can take notes, they can, each of them can all be scoring something depending on how many people are involved in that interview, but it basically allows them to capture those pieces of those checks, if you will, that they have to do.
Sure.
And make sure their process is customized to the challenges that they're hiring against.
So let me ask you this. How does this sort of differ from an aptitude test that so many candidates are given when they're inquiring for a job of any kind, you know, large or small? There's a standard, hey, here's 20 questions we're going to send you to figure out, you know, how smart you are.
Sure. Sure. The first thing is our frame of reference is, we tailor, we don't force an aptitude test upon every company and every role, right? And there's some roles where it may not matter. We talked to a client that they were hiring cashiers and they had them all take like an IQ test. And it was a position with turnover of like 150%, and they were spending valuable time measuring, you know, the intelligence of these people, and yet clearly we're having significant misses on flagging turnover risk.
Sure.
Right? And so I guess first of all, from a fundamental standpoint, our view is we want to customize what a company's hiring process should be based on their needs, based on the outcomes they're seeing or not seeing, turnover, performance, whatever, and not apply a one size fits all and push an aptitude test upon everyone. So that's number one, is that customization.
If I could interject just really quickly, my first corporate job was when I was 22 years old. It was for passenger check-in for the Irish Airlines Aer Lingus at JFK.
Okay.
Literally, it was just taking people's bags and going through a rudimentary check-in process back in the early 90s. And I went through their training and then had to take a generalized aptitude test that was clearly designed to pass. Having gone through like 2 weeks of training, they give you a here's an aptitude test to pass. I failed it twice. Everyone else in the class passed it on the first try. Failed it once. They gave it to me again. I failed it again. And then they just kind of said, look, we're going to pretend you just passed. Because they needed check-in people. And six months into that job, I had gotten promoted to working with the first class passengers based upon, you know, personality and general, other qualities that made me good at my job. So that's a true story. And more to your point.
Yeah. And how did you do?
Oh, great. No, I mean, I literally within 6 months, I was the representative of the airlines to presidents and rock stars and actors and any famous people traveling back and forth. I was the liaison that was representing the company, but couldn't pass this test to save my life.
Well, this is what we're talking about, right? Is, to answer your question, how are we different than like an aptitude test? Well, first of all, it's not a one size fits all approach, right? It's a customized approach. Let's customize your process. The number two answer to that would, and this is probably the most concrete answer to your question, is an aptitude test is one tool amongst many possible tools that you can use and should use when appropriate to have an effective hiring process that leads to accurate hiring decisions. But it's only one tool. And so I said we built this from the ground up to be the most accurate solution that exists. And with one of those core tenets of the trifecta being customized to each company, we built it to be the entire toolkit. So can we use aptitude tests in JourneyFront? Can you measure people through aptitude tests? Yes. But can you measure them through assessments that measure values or interests or competencies or personality or your own custom traits? Can you not use assessments? Can you measure it through other background questions or interviews, work samples, reference calls? Whatever you want to do, whatever tools you want to measure and implement into your hiring process, this solution can help you do that and customize your process to achieve your goals. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. And I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. So that's the first thing, is just the ability to customize this process so that it's meeting your specific challenges. And that's important, for example, when you have, you know, very specific challenges that based on the nuance of the role. So we have a call center that we're working with or talking to that actually about to start working with that is dealing with a lot of accuracy issues. And just due to the nature of the type of records their agents are putting in and then those go to doctors and, you know, that can cause challenges if there's not accuracy there. Well, that's something that we would want to customize the process to handle. It's a major cost to them. It's a major headache. So we've implemented customized things that they're doing during the phone screen and interview that they will do to screen for whether this person is detail-oriented enough to not have all these accuracy issues when they're actually operating in the role. So that's an example of customized. The second thing is, you know, you can craft this awesome hiring process, but it really doesn't matter unless you, once you're collecting all that information, be it through automation, be it through a combination of automation and interviews, et cetera, it doesn't matter how customized it is if you're not able to access all of that information at the time you're making the hiring decision. And that's the second kind of tenet of this trifecta, if you will, which is we help companies centralize all of their hiring data in one place,
right,
in an optimal format, visual format, so that they can make the most optimal hiring decisions possible. And so what that looks like is when you have a list of candidates that you have looked at, I'm going to jump over to the screen share here. Mm-hmm. You've done a great job screening for all these things. You have this list of, you know, of prioritized candidates based on everything you've gathered, right? Well, what if you did an amazing bunch of things, but then you completely ignored a data point that you collected that surfaced a red flag, right? Or you don't really put out there, due to all the different biases that might go into that group decision, some of the crucial pieces of information you've collected on that person. Well, it doesn't matter how great you did in customizing the process, you might have a miss just because you're not factoring in all this stuff you know about this candidate.
Sure.
Well, with JourneyFront, no matter how you collected this information, you know, outside of a system like JourneyFront, it's going to be scattered across different interviewers, notepads, some of it's within the ATS, some of it's within an interviewer's head. You know, in the case of JourneyFront, it's going to pull all of that information on a candidate, in this case, Jahar, into one scorecard where you can access how this candidate did across all of the important attributes we are looking for, both in terms of kind of soft skills, in terms of their background. And you're looking at a summary of all the information we've collected from the applicant themselves, as well as all of the different information we collected from interviewers. So this was four different interviewers: Angela Daniel, Sam Spencer, their overall score for what they thought of this candidate, Jahar. But then you can dive into the underlying traits that they measured as well.
Sure.
And where you see areas of agreement or disagreement, you know, where you see those areas of a disagreement, you can immediately isolate, all right, red flag here. Let's dive in. Here's how we measured communication skills. Let's look at this interviewer's results, and you can access their notes as to why they gave the score they gave, and have all the information essentially at your fingertips to drive those conversations around what decision you should make.
Right. I would imagine over time, this would also allow an organization to reverse engineer whatever success they're seeing or whatever mistakes they're making, from sort of a macro standpoint, saying, well, when we lean towards these biases, we're seeing either this success or this failure. And what are the common denominators? You know, obviously telling you something you already know, but for people who are watching, that right, must be a very powerful tool. You know, that's data that over 2-3 years, I'm sure people would pay for if they had a chance to buy it.
Right. Yeah. And that's the third part of that secret sauce, which is,
right,
if you're centralizing the data in this manner, where you can access how they scored across different steps down to the trait level, you can access interviewer notes. You can, I guess what thing I didn't share is you can look at, here's another crazy thing is concept is how, what about comparing assessment results and interviewer feedback in the same spot? You know, most people, they're using assessments. It's like they have it over here, and then they have the interview stuff over here, and the interview information typically wins over because it's the hiring manager that makes the right call. But that's the problem when you don't centralize it all into one spot.
Sure.
And that's what this solution would do to help you with that, right?
I remember when I was running a sales organization, and I was director, and I had a couple teams under me. I mean, for a six-figure job with a seven-figure sales target, after the first two interviews, it would be me going to the sales manager and sitting down with a cup of coffee and saying, well, what do you think? You know, and then I'm basically just relying upon them to give me their, like, as opposed to me able to see the supporting statistics and data,
right,
around why they think the way that they think.
Right. And you know, we won't go into it all during this process, but there's all sorts of biases that come into the hiring process. I think everyone knows that.
Sure,
well
of course.
Documented, right? And one is the bandwagon effect, right? You ask your boss, what did you think? And the moment he or she opens their mouth, that's,
well,
going to influence everyone else's views,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to miss stuff. And there's a great quote by one of the SVPs at Indeed. They said, you know, you can't take bias out of people. Stop trying. These trainings around, I mean, I'm sure you can move the needle a little, right? But it's so inherent, most of us aren't even aware of the bias.
Sure.
And what this person said is the key is to build a process that removes bias by virtue of the process that's been built.
Mm-hmm.
And we took this system and you know, I've already mentioned 6 or 7 things that have been put in place to try to prevent and remove some of those areas of bias. The idea of like documenting at the time you do the interview what your thought feedback is, or aggregating everyone's scores so it's not a hallway conversation, right? That's the power of having a tool like this to help remove some of that bias that leads to inaccurate hiring decisions.
Right.
Like the one just, you know, you brought up where it's kind of hard to have those, make those decisions in the hallway or what have you based on your memory, right?
It's impossible. And yeah. And I'm sure there are many organizations that are still operating under what is very much a 20th century approach to hiring people.
Right.
Certainly, I mean, on the lower scale, and especially if there's a sense of urgency around filling seats, that's when so many mistakes are being made as far as bringing the wrong people into your environment.
Right. But the word of hope here is call centers are in a position to be the innovators. And this is what we've seen. I would say, hands down, the majority of our best clients are call centers. Think
sure.
of the data that they have, right? And you're already going where I was going, which is that third tenet. If you're using a tool like this, let me just share my screen here. Hold on. That third tenet is, if you're using a system like this that's focused on hiring accuracy, you now have data to drive continuous improvement.
Sure.
So let me give you actually a real example. This might be fun because a lot of companies, there's really two camps. We see a lot of companies that are innovating, that are using data, that are using structure and all these things that research has shown really can move the needle when it comes to hiring accuracy. Then there's a lot of companies that are still, you know, being a little more unstructured or just don't have maybe the tools at their disposal to take advantage of some of the recent innovations like JourneyFront, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for those that do, it can produce remarkable insights in terms of how to improve your process to get more accurate at the hiring decisions in the case of call centers you're making over and over and over again. So I was going to show you some real data real quick. So JourneyFront system, probably the most unique thing about the system is that all the data you use in the hiring process, the moment you kind of put JourneyFront into play, all of that data that was gathered on your candidates can now be connected seamlessly in an automated manner with performance data, with turnover data. And what the system will do is behind the scenes, it will run analytics on every single data point to identify what traits, what questions, what interviewers, who got it right, what got it right, and isolate the drivers of performance and retention in a given role. So just as an example, this is an actual, I'm going to show you the dashboards here in a sec, but this is an actual dashboard that in a client's JourneyFront account today. And this is it's a call center. This is all of the agents that they have hired using JourneyFront. And this is one of their interview questions. Describe the most stressful work or school of no prior experience situation you've encountered. How did you handle it? And so what you're seeing is, and I'm not going to, this is real data, so I'm not going to show you the names of these people. Were you to hover over normally in the product, you'd see their names. But
sure.
This is where every one of those candidates scored on a 1 to 5. And this is their performance in that position. So 1, unsatisfactory, 5, exceptional. And that's tracking against a couple of different metrics they track on a regular basis. Things like absenteeism, tardiness, customer support scores,
right.
You know, time, what have you, right? So it's an aggregated performance score.
Yeah, so you had more extremely successful people than unsuccessful people, with the majority being in the 3.5 to 4 position.
Yeah. It obviously it's a spread, right? That's right. So from 1, you see kind of 1.1 worst up to 4.2, right? Best, which is one insight. There's quite a bit of spread, which you'll find in most call centers, right?
Right.
But the crucial insight here as well for this client is this interview question is not distinguishing between your top and bottom performers. If it was, you'd see an up and to the right.
Right. You know, okay. I see. Yes.
They should be a 3 on performance. If somebody gets a 4, they should be a 4 on performance, which would be an example of a question where the extent to which a candidate scores on this interview question correlates very strongly with their performance in a role. Right. In the case of this question, it's driving no impact whatsoever. Meaning you answer a 5, you get scored a 2, no indicator of how that person's going to do later in the role.
Sure.
Right. First 2 points. I would venture to say every company in the world has a question like this. I know that's a bold statement, but before a system like JourneyFront, we couldn't connect the two, and it's just a lot of guessing. You know, valid guesses maybe, but just a lot of guessing. But for the first time, we have a system like this that can track the effectiveness of your interview questions. And so this is obviously a question that would be dropped over time.
Oops. Yeah, it's a completely benign question to ask an interview.
That's right. But here's another question. What have you done in your career and in your life to get better? Please give specific examples. Now, I'm not trying to necessarily, my main point is not this is a good question, this is a bad question. My main point I'm making is the power of using data to track what is an effective and what is an ineffective interview question or assessment or, you know, screening questions, all these things that companies do in their process. When you use a system like JourneyFront, you can suddenly start to use data to isolate what are your best predictors of performance and retention, because we have these same dashboards that show retention, and what are the worst, and the implications of having a process where, unlike other call centers, you are dropping questions like this, whereas other call centers without a system like this would be, for years, they could be using a question like this, thinking it's working, right?
Sure.
The implications of using data to drop questions like this and only focus your hiring process on questions like this that, you know, that have a predictive power when it comes to, you know, predicting how likely a person is to succeed in a role are significant when it comes to providing companies the ability to improve their hiring accuracy rates.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. And the questions where you're seeing a flat performance are the questions that we've probably had to answer in an interview at some point in our lives, and you just go into a job thinking, well, that sounds like a pretty safe, intelligent question to ask. Seems to make sense to me,
right?
You know, but it doesn't really give you any kind of tangible data as far as how that person is going to perform.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, without data, it's really hard to know. It seems like a perfectly good question to your
right.
point, exactly. But there's all sorts of biases we have, and I don't even see biases in terms of we're intentionally doing anything wrong. Obviously, it's guesses.
No, but I know
gets down.
Every manager that I've ever spoken to in around the topic of hiring, everybody thinks that they have one really innovative, like, insightful question that's off the grid. Like, you know what I always ask people in an interview, like, and they're the only person who thinks that that's a good question. You know, there's no supporting data as to, you know, well, how many people have you interviewed and how many people have answered the question the way that you wanted them to answer? And then can you show me, this is what I'd love to say in a bar when somebody says this. So, you know, one question I always ask, well, can you give me some data around how successful it is? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, everyone thinks that they know things that often are wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you have supporting data. And one of the things that caught my eye about JourneyFront, because we hear so much from our contact center clients about how challenging it is to hire the right people and keep people. It's in many cases their number one pain point.
Right. Right. Yeah, there's a great quote. Without data, you're just another person with an opinion. Right. Which is true, and it's true for all of us, right?
Yep.
Hiring is difficult. That's why we built JourneyFront, because we recognize it's really hard to get this right. But the message of hope here is if you are a call center that does a lot of hiring, and even if it's just a 30, 50 person agent group, let alone several hundred agents or 1,000 agents,
sure,
you have advantages with a tool like this, at least, that others don't have, which is that data can be a treasure trove of value to driving value. The only thing worse than getting a hiring decision wrong is making that same decision over and over and over again.
Sure.
Right. So if we can use data, and this is what I was going to show you kind of as the last thing is, you know, with each position, we can now track what attributes of all the attributes that we're measuring in the hiring process.
And your platform, Dan, is designed to work for both of those camps, whether you're dealing with a 30 person call center or you're dealing with 5,000 agent call center.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 80%, 90% of the features work for any, doesn't matter the volume. Doesn't matter the size. If you're, as long as you're trying to hire accurately, this tool can help you. There's a top sliver of the most premium analytics features that are going to be more powerful the larger you are. And we say typically you have 25 to 30 agents, you can start to make use of those. And the right. as your organization grows, the better, just because your hiring velocity is higher. But we have companies that are smaller, you know, 30 agents, even 15 agents that have seen similar results to what, you know, companies that are 1,000 agents or 500 agents have seen.
Sure. The retention percentage is the same, regardless of how many agents.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And so this last thing you're looking for is that looking at is this continuous feedback loop built into the product between your hiring data and your outcome data associated with these agents, with these call center agents, as an example. So these are all the traits correlated with performance as well as retention. So this is kind of like the question I showed you before, where you can dig in and you can see every single hire, past hire, where they scored, what their performance was in the job. You know, you can of course sort that down below. You can also see it with retention. Mm-hmm. Big thing for call centers, obviously. You know, how do we hire people that are more likely to stay? Well, the message of hope here is it's likely that there, you know, you have some people. No one's saying that turnover is going to go to zero. That's called slavery, right?
Sure.
you likely have some people that turn over within a month, within 3 months. That's your most expensive turnover. That's the turnover that's most likely to be associated with hiring inaccuracy. You have people that stay 6 months. You have people that stay a year plus. And so what this will do is it will identify patterns around the traits that you're measuring in the hiring process and which traits lead to your employees that stay the longest.
Right.
Or the, of course, that perform. And, you know, that's with traits. This is with interview questions. Same thing like we talked about, which interview questions are most effective.
Wow, that's amazing.
It'll even track things like interviewer effectiveness, which who are your most effective interviewers that you can to coach, right?
Sure.
And it'll crank a lot of data because it's pulling in every single data point that an interviewer ever scored. But you can immediately see here's how Charlie scored Frankie. Here's how Charlie scored Andrea. And you can use this as a coaching tool to help interviewers get better and better over time, which is valuable for call centers in the sense that many interviewers are, you know, fairly junior or can be junior in their careers and are going to need some coaching at that front line to interview people, that, you know, the supervisors and what have you.
Now, just one question coming to mind around interviewers. How much of their own input is factored into this? In other words, the interviewers are not simply reading off questions that you're giving them and then inputting, you know, A, B, C, or D. They're putting their own inputs into this around the questions that they're asking and how they're asking and why they're asking.
That's correct. But you want to give them, I mean, ideally you want to give them some guidance.
Sure. Of course.
What to do, right? So how that works is, you know, the more guidance you can give, the better. So with these interview guides, typically you will provide some instructions. And then more importantly, the questions can have additional prompts. Often call centers will add prompts for the interviewer, like here's what you're watching for. But there's a scale that can be, you know, just standardized or customized that explains what is the purpose of this question, what are you looking for, and how do we score it on a 1 to 5. So those are the kinds of instructions you're giving those interviewers to try to reduce the amount of issues that might arise in terms of hiring accuracy as it relates to interviewers being on different pages and doing things super differently, right?
You right.
want them to kind of be aligned for the most part on when it comes to hiring.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the power of the tool. So again, it's all about hopefully you can see my screen here. It's all about customize the process to you and what your needs are. Centralize that data at the time of the hiring decision, aggregate it all into one scorecard so you can make the right decisions with all the information you've been able to gather, and then use that ongoing data tied to performance and turnover to make improvements over time. And the longer you work, the more we can make more advanced things available in the product. Like we can start to use algorithmically, you know, an AI, machine learning, different features that will start predicting candidate performance and retention. So there's a lot to this software that can work for you, but it really all falls down to these premises. Really, whether you're using JourneyFriend or not, this is how to get more accurate. You know, customize your process to make sure you're measuring the right things that will lead to the right outcomes. Use all that data to drive your decisions and then track it over time to get better and better with that feedback loop.
Now, if I was one of the people watching this and I was interested in pursuing this, can you talk a little bit about the not so much the cost, but the pricing model, how it's structured? Obviously it's software as a service. It's web-based, but how do you structure an agreement?
Yeah. So it's SaaS. There's typically just a one-time implementation fee to get it all set up. And then it's a annual subscription, and that will depend on how large the call agents. Center is. That's right. Number of agents. Yeah. And it's a la carte in the sense that we have different features. We have like an assessment plus feature, which is like top of the funnel screening accuracy. We have interview plus, our interview plus module, which is from the phone screen on the moment an interviewer gets involved. And so the pricing can be separated a la carte based on which module you want to utilize.
Right. And you said it earlier in the podcast, I said it as well. It's impossible to be able to make a 100% prediction in hiring anybody, but is there any statistical performance based on your success you can give the audience as far as, you know, what the expectation would be for improvement in retention or overall quality of hires?
Yeah. Yeah. So our customers that we are working with typically see somewhere between 20 to 50% improvement within the first year to both their performance metrics with those new hires compared to historicals, as well as to their turnover rates, their retention rates. And that's just the power of using data and crafting a customized process to immediately address those challenges you're seeing post-hire again and again, right? That's the kind of thing we've seen. And there's case studies available on our website that anyone can access. And of course, they can reach out to me and we can provide plenty of case studies if they'd like and testimonials and whatnot.
Sure. So you know, just going off that stat, you could expect to have a 35% improvement in either performance or retention, which is an amazing, you know, at scale, that's an amazing number.
Right. Yeah. Hiring accuracy, it impacts so many different problems that moving the needle on that, I mean, you save one bad hire, typically pays for itself, let alone if you can have dramatic improvements like that, right?
Across the board. You know, we spoke about this on the last podcast with your team. One of the more recent contact centers who we're working with, based here in the Northeast, both inbound and outbound, it's sales call center. When we sat with them to do an initial assessment, we brought in their HR people and we asked them, what's your retention rate? And they said, it's roughly 98%. And Frank and I said, well, that's amazing. And they said, no. We lose 98% of our hires year over year. Is that we basically keep 2% of the people we hire on an annual basis. And we just thought that was staggering.
Right.
And think about the amount of money that goes into that. Right. If we were able to give them 35% of that back, if not 50, I mean, that would be an enormous improvement in the overall business.
Yeah, and absolutely. And the awesome thing about making improvement, investing in hiring accuracy and building a process and this mechanism to gather data, you know, ongoing basis, because they obviously do a lot of hiring every year. If they're filling 98% of those positions every year, it's a lot of data, a lot of power in that data.
Sure.
You know, improvements to that number, that 98% number, will trickle into the lives of every single person in that company. Mm-hmm. It'll make the employees' lives better, morale, like you talked about, the culture. It'll make the supervisors' lives better, because when you have good hires, they cause less stress, they require less training, less headache, you know, et cetera. So less time, basically. It'll make the overall leaders' lives better, because suddenly performance metrics are going up and retention metrics are going up. And of course, it makes the hiring team's lives better, because they don't have to fill the spot over and over again like they're doing. Even just, you know, modest improvements, let alone 20 to 50% in retention, lead you to have to do that cycle of hiring again for the position significantly less often, which takes some of that burden, that day-to-day, you know, pain that is filling those hiring quotas away in a pretty significant manner.
Agree 100%. As CloudLinks travels around, meeting with people in the industry and attending all these shows for the contact center industry, we always have our eye out for, you know, new technologies and innovative ways of doing things. JourneyFront instantly caught our eye. We were so glad to have met up with you and your team. I hope everyone watching this kind of enjoyed this overview and should definitely check out JourneyFront.
Great. Thanks, Kevin. It's good chatting.
Dan, thanks very much. This is Kevin Sheehan, co-founder of CloudLinks, signing out. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.